week from now, we're going to observe Rosh Hashanah, and we will recite, the Ashkenazim will recite the famous Piyut of Nesana Tokef. B'Rosh Hashanah Yikasevun of Yom Tzob Kippur Yechasemun. And this notion embodies the idea that this is the time, this is it. And Yugzar Din that happens between Rosh Hashanah at some point in Rosh Yom Kippur is what is set for the year, and there's no changing that. And once the Gzar Din has been issued, it's irrevocable. You read Sefer Yechezkel in Perek Yud Ches, and Yechezkel says, "V'arasha ki yashuv mikol chatosav asher asa, v'shamaras kol chukosai v'asa mishpat utzdaka, chayo yichye lo yamus." If the Rasha does tshuva from all of his sins, observes my mitzvahs, he will certainly live, he will not die. Kol pisha'av asher asa, all of the sins he has done, lo yizachru lo, will not be remembered for him, betzidkaso asher asa yichye. If the proper deeds that he did, he will live through those. Hechafotz, echpotz mos rashanu om Hashem Elokim, halo b'shuvo midracha b'chaya, a pasuk you may recognize from the Yom Kippur liturgy. There's no time limit in Yechezkel. It's not dependent upon when the Rasha does tshuva. What's going on? The Gemara in Yevamos, Daf and Tesamet Beis, right after where we were learning, the Gemara there points out that Menashe killed Yeshaya. Menashe, who was probably the most wicked king of Judea, he was Chizkiah Melech's son. Menashe put Yeshaya on trial, and he accused him of being a heretic. And he said, "Your words contradict those of Moshe Rabbeinu." And he posed three contradictions. If you're curious, you'll read the story. One of the contradictions was that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim kerovim elav kadamnai Eloheinu b'chol kareinu elav." What kind of a nation, how great this nation is, that they have God as close to them whenever they call out to him. And you, Yeshaya, said, "Dirshu Hashem b'hi matza'o," see God when he can be found, implying that he isn't always available for our crying out. Chazal respond by saying that kan b'yachid, kan b'tzibur. That b'tzibur, it's b'chol kareinu elav. But b'yachid, it's only b'hi matza'o. And when is the time that a Kadosh Baruch was found to us? The Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Eilu Asar Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Liyom Kippur. But what about the Pesukim in Yechezkel? There's no stipulation there, and that's talking about a Yochid, talking about a Rasha, not the nation, but an individual. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that you are probably all familiar with states that when the world is judged, that a person, Rosh Hashanah, Kol Boi Olam Ovrim Lefanav Kivnei Maron. God passes all of human beings in front of him on Rosh Hashanah like a numeron, like an enumeration of the soldiers, and that's when we're judged. The Gemara there quotes a Braisa, and it cites actually four opinions as to when people are judged and when their fate is sealed. The Gemara states, Tanya hakol nidonim b'Rosh Hashanah, all are judged on Rosh Hashanah, u'gzar din shalahem nechtam b'yom ha-kippurim, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hakol Nidonim B'Rosh Hashanah, but Gzardinam is Nechtam, each thing Bismano. B'Pesach Al Atvua, how much grain of yours will grow, the Gzardin takes place on Pesach. B'Atzeres Al Peiros Ha'ilan, B'Chag Nidonam Al Amayim, and Adam is Nidon B'Rosh Hashanah, U'Gzardin Shalom Nechtam Yom HaKippurim. And that he agrees with Rabbi Meir. It means, next week begins your only shot, according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosei Omer, Adam Nidon B'chol Yom. Man is judged every day. And his Gzar Din can be changed tomorrow as different than it was today. And Rabbi Nosson Omer, Adam Nidon B'chol Sha'ah. A man is judged every moment. And every moment is an opportunity to change what the Gzar Din was in a previous moment. The Gemara continues with an unbelievably powerful question. The Gemara asks, in the name of Rav Yosef, Kiman mitzalinan ha'idana akitzirei umiriei. For whom did we pray today? For the sick people. The sick people in the week Talmidei Chachamim. When we're mispala, they should get better. When we say, Rifa'inu Hashem v'nei Rafei. Who are we following? Because after all, what would the point in praying be in praying for Rafua between Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah? Meaning between this year's Yom Kippur, when it's over, and next year Rosh Hashanah, because whatever was decreed, was decreed. Rabbi Yosef The Gemara first responds, Kiman ki Rabbi Yose, like Rabbi Yose and presumed Rabbi Nasan, but you're right, according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, there's no point in praying for a sick person to be healed. V'iboyis ema, or if you want, you could say, La'olam ki Rabbanon, even according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, we pray. Uche the Rabbi Yitzchak, and an opinion, accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yofe tse'aka la'adam, ben kodem gzardin, ben la'achar gzardin. Tse'aka is good for a person, be before the gzardin or after the gzardin. What does that mean? If you go into court, and the judge, let's say, is the one who sentences you, we understand why you scream and plead and cry before the judge issues the sentence. We understand why it's yafe kodem l'gmardin. But after the judge pronounces the death sentence, and you're done, so what's the point of tzaka? And in the case of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not like there's an appeals court. So what does that mean? Yafe tzaka kodem. Can you change the din or can you not change the din? If you can change the din, why is tzaka of any value? And if you can change the din, well, then it's not Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda's opinion anymore. What does the gzar din mean? I have three questions. The one that I just asked. Two that I just asked. Number one, what did Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda do with the Psukim in Yecheskel? Which imply that a Yachid can change. And God will not kill him anymore. All the bad things he has done won't be remembered. And what does Rabbi Yitzchak mean when he says, Yafet tz'aka la'achar gmar din kamo kodem gmar din? What does that mean? Finally, ask yourself a question on the other side. According to Rabbi Yose, what is the point of Rosh Hashanah? Yom Kippur is a day of Slicha. It may not be a din of Gemar din necessarily. It's a day of Kapara. It's easy to get atonement on Yom Kippur for your sins. You may have to work harder the rest of the year. But what's the point of Rosh Hashanah? What does it mean to have a Yom HaDin, not a Yom Mechila, Slicha, and Kapara, when din's yesterday, din's tomorrow, din's the day before, din's a week from now? What is the significance of Rosh Hashanah as a Yom HaDin? The Acharonim give a number of answers. You look at the Tur Evan and the Tzlach and the Aruch Liner, they all give a number of interesting answers. I'm not going to share them now. I may share them on Shabbos. But I want to share with you some very, very interesting comments of the Meiri. It's not clear exactly what the Meiri means. But the Meiri says that it's the manner of people to push off things that they're supposed to do. A person should do tshuva at every opportunity. But the reality is that it's very hard sometimes. You're busy in life and you don't have the time to do things. So the Meiri says, he talks about, it's in his Chibur HaTshuva. The Meiri talks about why this time of the year, why Rosh Hashanah specifically. So he writes that it is Mizrizus Darche Hadas. I'm not sure how to translate that exactly. But is the encouraging manner of religion, ume haflogas iyunam, and from their great insight, behishtadlus, of people's ability to accomplish things, liyached zman b'shana, to designate a time of the year, yisorer bo klal ha'am l'tshuva, that the nation, the community, should be aroused to do tshuva, and through that, Yisorer Gam HaMisrashel, even the one who ordinarily would have kept procrastinating, he too will be aroused by the community. Biroso Heara Klolis Lakol, but he sees that everybody else is doing tshuva, he participates in the process. V'yisgalgal Zchusai Dei Zachayim, V'nivchai Lezeh Chodesh Tishrei Miyom Rishon, Shebonik Vayom Tosho Rosh Hashanah, Ayom Asiri Shebonik Vayom HaKippurim. So the Meiri says that the reason why Rosh Hashanah is chosen, in effect, is almost because if you don't pick a time, then you'll never do it. And he writes later that, again, he repeats the expression, V'zeh mishtadlus darche hadas, lios b'zeh ha'ora mechudeshes b'zman yadua. You should have a specific time where there's a new arousal to do tshuva. And he says that Omnam yemitzat atzmo. its value is its just is itself. Is that it's not limiting. It's not with respect to anything else. It's just having a period to stimulate people to do tshuva. But lo liyachbeid ulahagbil hasnan b'mishpatei Yisrael. It's not to bound God's opportunities of righteous justice. Ki hu yisbarach, because God lo niskeru svarav laolam ad sheyiftechu Rosh Hashanah. God's books are never actually closed, so that they have to be opened on Rosh Hashanah. And he says a little later, Ukvar Helid Vigila al Zeho Emes Rabbi Yose Olav Hashalom Be'omro Adam Nidon B'choyom. What the Me'iri appears to be saying is that even according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, there's no such thing as a time limit. Rabbi Yose tells us, Adam Nidon B'choyom. You're judged every day. Your opportunity to reverse your Gzar Din is every day. But the reason why Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda state what they do, and perhaps the reason why, even according to Rabbi Yose, we have a Rosh Hashanah, is because if we didn't, we would never do tshuva. We would always do tshuva, you know when? Tomorrow. That's when we would do tshuva, and we would never accomplish doing tshuva. That is, at least, Rabbi, the way he, maybe he's adopting Rabbi Yose's position, because he finds maybe Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda's position inconceivable. Not clear. Unless he thinks that's what they hold, but I'm not sure. But the Me'iri says, of course, Adam is Nidon B'chol Yom. Rabbi Yose was Heyed V'gila Al Zeho Emes, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's books are never closed. Every day is an opportunity to change the Gzar Din. But, so that answers perhaps the question of what is the significance of Rosh Hashanah, at least according to Rabbi Yose. The answer is fundamentally nothing intrinsically, except that it's a reminder. But what about the other two questions? What would Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda do with the Pesukim in Yecheskel? And what is the meaning of Rabbi Yitzchak's statement that Yofet Tz'aka La'achar Gmar Din? I would like to suggest that fundamentally speaking, there are two kinds of tshuva. There's a tshuva that is repentance for deeds past, where you made a mistake and you fix it, you make amends, maybe you commit to never doing it again. And it could even be a tshuva gemura, that you won't do it again even faced with the same situation as the Rambam describes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva. But you're still fundamentally the same person that you were before. You're the same person that you were before. Okay, now you don't do this avera. And it's tshuva, it's true. And in such a case, if the Gzar Din has been issued against you, it's nice that you did tshuva, but you still pay the price. You're done. Okay, you did tshuva. In Olam Emes, you'll get kapara. There, tz'aka is not useful after Gemar Din. But there is a second kind of tshuva. There's a kind of tshuva where you do it and you're a new person. As the Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Dalid, he talks about midarkei ha-tshuva, lios ha-shav tzoek tamid lefnei Hashem bebechiyu v'sachanunim ba'ose tzedakah v'chocha u'misrachek hargmen ha-davar shechatabo u'mishane shemo. He changes his name. Kolomar ani acher ve'eini osoa isha asa osamasim. I'm not the same person. When the Malach comes to be tovea him for what he did, he knocks on the door and the person doesn't live there anymore, because it's a different person. Because his tshuva has not simply atoned and fixed the deeds of the past, but his tshuva has changed him into a completely different person. And that is the meaning of Rabbi Yitzchak's statement that Yofet Tz'aka la'achar gardin kemel kodin gardin. It's not the same effect. Before Gemar Din, it might avert the Gzera. But after Gemar Din, what Tz'aka accomplishes is changing the person, so that when they come to ask for you to pay up, there's no you anymore. You're someone else. I'm an Ish Acher. And in fact, I know that this is what Rabbi Yitzchak means, because the Rambam that I just cited to you is actually almost a rephrasing of a Meimra of Rabbi Yitzchak that's quoted a few lines later in the Gemara. And that Meimer of Rabbi Yitzchak is the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Arba Devarim Mikarim Gzardino Shaladam. There are four things that change a person's Gzardin. It means it tears it up. The Gzardin, which was made, not like Rabbi Yose, like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, that Gzardino is Nigmar. What are they? Tzedaka, Tzeaka, Shinu Hashem, Vishinu Maise, and Vyeshomer Mav Shinu Makom. Rabbi Yitzchak tells us that if a person transforms himself, so that he's no longer that person, he's someone else. Eini oso ha'ish, that can tear up a gemar din, because when the judge comes to be tovei it, it's not there. You know, there's in those of you who've ever been, I've never had quite this experience. Well, but if you get a ticket and the policeman writes your name wrong, he spells your name wrong, and you go into court, the judge will throw the ticket out. I don't know if anybody has come up with a zach. You know, I have a zach. The zach is, after you get the ticket, go to court and legally change your name. Now, I think that in American civil law, the din would be that you're still chayef. The judge will say, that's very nice, but the policeman wrote the ticket correctly, and you're chayef to pay the $100. But the Torah offers us a unique opportunity, that even though you were caught speeding, you broke the law, and the Ribbono Shalom doesn't make any mistakes. V'chol ma'asecha ba'sefer nechtavim. Nonetheless, if you change your name, if you change who you are, if you're not Oso Ha'ish anymore, then you become Yikorea de Gzar Din. And so, as we approach the Yemei Hadin, I think that there are two very, very valuable lessons that we can take away from this discussion. Number one is that really every day we should be doing tshuva. In the words of Koheles, "Bichol eis yiyu v'gadecha levanim v'shemen al roshcha al yechzar." But because we don't live our lives that way, because we're very busy, because it's hard to always be focused on that, the Aseres Yimei Tshuva offer us a unique opportunity. It is a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a gift. It's a time where we can put aside our asakim, at least to some extent, and focus on personal, on introspection, and on personal change. The second, I think, is even a more powerful one, is what Rabbi Yitzchak teaches us. Tshuva is a real gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and I don't think we always appreciate it. So much so that the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva describes a kind of punishment that was suffered by some, like Paro, called Menias HaTshuva, that a person could sin in a certain fashion where after a certain point, God withholds from that person the right to do tshuva, which might mean that for what they do subsequently, they can't be punished because there's no Bechira Chafshis. But the punishment is Menias HaTshuva. Tshuva is a gift to us from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That we did things wrong, we should be punished for them, but instead we have an opportunity to fix it. We can fix the past, and that in itself is a lesser form of tshuva. But even a greater form of tshuva, we have the opportunity to look in the mirror and figure out which parts of us are not parts we like to look at, the parts that are not so admirable. Which parts of our neshama, which parts of our personality, which parts of our character are things that we're really not so happy to see when we see our image reflected. And it's an opportunity to change who we are. And in such a case, even Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda admit that the Gzar Din will no longer affect us, because when you look in the mirror, there's a different person there. The image is no longer the same. And the Gzar Din that was offered against Ploni is irrelevant, because I'm not Ploni. I'm a changed person. Shabbos.